Welcome to Divine Inspiration by Dontisha James. Today's topic, we're going to talk about spending time with God. Yes, spending time with God. So, one of the most common areas in which Christians, new and old, tend to struggle in their spiritual journey is spending time with God. We ask ourselves questions like, is it really necessary for me to spend time with God every day? What if I can't find the time? Even if I could, where would I begin? We get so bogged down with the busyness and challenges of everyday life, work, kids, home, side hustle, and more, only to feel completely exhausted at the end of most days. Then we spend the little spare time we do have on social media, the internet, and television. It is time for us to know the importance of spending time with God and how it truly makes a difference in our life. This is what Demetra said. She said, it is important. It is time for us to know the importance of spending time with God and how truly it makes a difference in our life. So let us get into the Word of God. Y'all ready to get into the Word of God? I am ready to get into the Word of God. I love God's Word. So we're going to go into Luke chapter 10, and I'm going to go down to verse 38 through 42. And this is what the Word of God says. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. You heard that? Jesus is telling Martha, who's so busy in the kitchen thinking that she got to do all this stuff, and her sister G and sister Mary is at Jesus' feet listening to his word. And Jesus is saying, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But Mary choose that good thing, which will not be taken away from her. So although act of practice service to God is essential and good, our first and most important task is a love and devotion that express itself quiet worship, with worship, prayer, and fellowship with the Lord. Are we so busy doing the work of the Lord and attending church service and performing good deeds that we forget first the greatest commandment? It's to love the Lord our God himself with all our hearts, our souls, and strength and mind. The Christian faith is first of all a personal ministry unto the Lord, God himself. Did we forget all about that? I know it's okay to serve the community. It's okay to feed the homeless. It's okay to take care of the poor. It's okay to do God's work. But the first commandment was to love the Lord our God with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. We're supposed to love him first. Let me keep going on. The Christian faith is first of all a personal ministry unto the Lord God himself. We learn here that our heartfelt attachment to and love for God is most valuable aspect of our relationship to him. Our relationship to him, not the busyness, not the good deeds, not the serving, not going to church and do all these activities, but spending time with God. Okay, let us get back into the Word of God. I'm going to go to James chapter 4, and I'm going to read verse 6 through 8. And this is what the Word of God says. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. While God disapproved the proud, he increases grace to the humble. James gives five steps to obtaining more grace. Number one, submit yourselves to God. Number two, resist the devil in whatever form he appears. Number three, draw near to God in worship and praise and thanksgiving and prayer and fasting in fellowship with the Holy Spirit in his word. Number four, cleanse our hands by confessing sins and getting our outward life right before God. Number five, purify our hearts by letting God cleanse our inner life and thoughts. Posturing ourselves before God in these five ways as a pattern of our lives will enable us to experience the greater grace resulting in a life of full victory over the sinful nature. You heard that. Draw nearer to God as he cleans us, as he cleans our inner life, our thoughts, helps us win victory. Help us receive God's greatest grace. Help us win victory over our sinful nature and over Satan. In faithfulness for God. See, you see how it is to spend the time with God, all the good benefits we get of spending more time with God. We get increase in his grace. We get to overcome the enemy. We get to trample over the enemy. We don't have those desires of our sinful nature that much because God is increasing inside of us. It's so important to spend more time with God. So let me go into Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. This is what the word of God says. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You heard that. Let me say it again, because that's so good. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So the bread that we eat is the nourishing our body to make us grow and to give us physical strength. Anyone that feeds only the physical food can be healthy physically, looking robust and fresh, but physically, but only physically body. It's not the only thing that makes up a man. Man is made up of three entitles, which are the spirit, the soul, and the body. The physical food that we can eat, that we do eat, only nourishes our body and do no more. Feeding only our body with no regard for the remaining two entitles will leave us poor and destitute. We can always feed our spirit with the word of God if you want the spirit man to grow. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We should study the word of God. We'll study the word of God will take us deeper in the word and get more understanding. Meditating on the word of God, this is a very powerful tool, and the Holy Spirit will help you memorize them. Memorizing the word of God is benefit for us as believers to win victory over the devil. As Jesus gave us his examples when he was up on the mountains being tempted by Satan. Jesus came up with the word of God. When we fight against the enemy on our inner beings and he's trying to attack us in our mind and our thoughts, we fight back against the word of God because the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Not our own words. Our own words can't make the devil flee. And so that's why it's so good to spend time with God. And Christians like that a lot. But hey, I did some good deeds today. Hey, I served my community. And I'm not knocking. There's nothing wrong with that. But the most important thing that we can ever do as believers is spend time with God. Let us go into Luke chapter 18, verse 1. This is what the word of God says. Then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. You hear that? He spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Jesus was concerned that his followers pray continually in order to accomplish the will of God for their lives. We must persevere in our prayers with regard to all matter until Jesus returns. In this life, we have the enemy, Satan. Prayers can protect us from the evil one. In our prayers, we should cry out against sin and for justice. Persistent prayer is counted as faith. In the final days before Christ's return, there will be increase in demonic opposition to the prayers of the faithful. You heard that. Let me read that sentence again. In the final days, which is the end days, before Christ's return, there will be increase in demonic opposition to the prayers of the faithful. Because of Satan and the pleasures of the world, many will cease and preserve it in prayer. And we need to pray. That is one of our weapons. See, spending time with God, we will humble ourselves and get on our knees and telling God how much we need him on this earth, how much we need his justice, how much we need his glory, how much we need his power and authority to trample over the devil, how we could cry out for souls to come back to Christ. We as believers have that power and authority to do it. If we get into God's word, we will realize how much power and authority we do have on this earth. Instead of doing all the other things, let us give more time to God, which is the most important as a Christian, and his word, for we can know his word, for we can fight back against the enemy who's trying to kill us, destroy us, and steal our life, our joy, our peace, all the good characteristics God is trying to give his children, which we learn if we study in his word and memorize his word and study in his word and believe what God says and get some time with him. He says, seek the kingdom of God first, and everything else is going to work out. Let me go back into the word of God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 33. This is what the word of God says. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what should we eat, or what should we drink, or what should we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added to you. You heard that. All these things should be added to you. Those who follow Christ are urged to seek above all else God's kingdom and his righteousness. The verb seek implies being continually observed in a search for something or making a hard, diligent effort to obtain something. Christ refers to two objects of seeking. Number one, the kingdom of God we must seek earnestly to have the rule and power of God demonstrated in our lives and assemblies. We must pray that the kingdom of God will come in the mighty power of the Holy Spirit to save sinners, to deliver people from demonic bondage and strongholds, to heal the sick, and to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, his righteousness through the Holy Spirit, we must seek to obey the commands of Christ, possessing Christ's righteousness, remain separated from the world, and show Christ's love towards everyone. But how can we show Christ's love if we're not abiding in him and he's not abiding in us? If we're not spending time with him and being in his presence and knowing his words? Let us not stay on no baby milk, but help us grow and be mature as Christians as we spend time with God. Can I get an amen? I'm going to say amen already. Okay, let me tell you what Brother Lawrence says. Brother Lawrence says this: I drove away from my mind everything capable of spoiling instances of the presence of God. I just make it my business to preserve in his holy presence. Amen. Joyce Meyer says this: the Lord was doing a lot for me, yet I was still dissatisfied. God had established a relationship with me by doing things for me. Now it was time to take a step of maturity by seeking to do his will and not just seeking him for what he could do for me. I say this: spending time with God is changing my life. From my hurt, my pain, to heal and wholeness, from worry and stress to peace, and from insecurity to confidence, from not trusting to trusting that he will work all my issues out for my good. It is the best thing to spend time with God, not just on Sunday morning, but every day. Yes, every day. Jesus reminds us that we shouldn't live on bread alone. We need God's word every single day. Every single day. I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever time you do that is your business, okay? But let me tell you something. If you want that pain to come up out of you and all the things going on in your inner body and all the things the enemy's trying to throw at you, you got to know who your father is. You got to spend time with him. Build a relationship, not just religion, my brothers, my sisters, but build a relationship with him and spend time with him and watch how he turns things around. Not saying everything's going to be perfect, but just watch how he turns it around. Spending time with God. And like he said, everything else will work. Thank you so much for listening to Divine Inspiration. God bless you.